Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spoiler warning for all those Danny DeVito, Martin Lawrence fans out there that haven't gotten around to watching What's the Worst That Could Happen. This podcast is rife full of spoilers. So, you have been warned. This is the spoiler warning.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg is gonna fuck to the chicken.
Gonna put a little cornstarch on my werewolf, man.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama. This is a podcast where each week my mate Zach and I, we sit down and have a chat about John Leguizamo and all the different movies and TV shows, blah, blah, blah. You know what it's about by now. Thank you so much for listening. Fingers crossed John is also listening too. We're hopeful. My name is Mish Wittrup. You might know me from Twitter. I'm back, baby, at Mish Wittrup. I've just started tweeting again.
You finally got on it.
I tweeted once today and it got more likes than it should have, and it's like crack.
Ah, you're going to love Twitter.
Twitter likes are like it's crack.
I hope it turns you into the kind of toxic person I can tolerate. It will turn you into a toxic person.
Yeah.
I hope you're the kind I can tolerate.
Oh, it'd be awful. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Zachary Ruane, who you might know from
the Comedy All-Stars Gala,
hey!
Which I did a couple of months ago.
Funny you should bring that up.
Oh, can I do the intro?
Yeah.
Because I fucked up your intro.
What do you mean?
I had a script and I was a bit repetitive. That's lovely that you don't think that. I've been like feeling guilty for ages.
All right. No, I didn't realise at all.
She's a rising star in the comedy scene. She just did her Comedy All-Stars Gala debut. Please welcome to the podcast. It's Annie Louie.
No way. Thank you very much.
I said rising star twice and I was like, I was a bit fuddly and fuddy-duddy. Oh. And if I was you,
yep.
I would have been like, you fucked up the intro.
I did not think that at all. I just thought that's really cool that you got to introduce me. I did get a friend asking if I changed my pronouns because you said they a lot, and they were. And then I said, no, I think it's called building the suspense so that you don't reveal the person till the very last second or anything about them.
Also, the fact that you repeated rising star is a lot better than like repeating stupid cunt or something like that.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Imagine she's a big stupid cunt.
Did I say stupid cunt?
It's the stupid cunt.
The stupidest of cunts, Annie Louie.
No, I did say they a lot, but I think because I just kept being like, they're a rising star. This is their first show and they are rising up. They're the star going up. Rising star.
When I told Zach that I'd asked you to come on the pod and you had said yes, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Zach was just like, oh, good, I have an opportunity to apologise.
Oh, I can't believe that. The things that keep us up at night. Like,
that's
that
crazy.
Never
crazy
even crossed
stuff.
My mind. You are relieved now. You can sleep again.
It's not your job to make me feel better about fucking up your intro. No, you killed it. You were very, very funny.
Thanks very much.
I think people can watch that on iView.
They can, yeah. It's all over iView and on my Instagram.
Great news. Even though Broden recorded to script a whole bunch of intros, they've included mine in the broadcast.
Oh, good.
So you get to see.
Truthfully, Annie Louie's bit on the gala was my favourite.
Thank you.
It was.
I
it was
said
my
that's
favourite.
Controversial Zach's in the room.
It doesn't bother me. He doesn't care. Are you offended that your bit wasn't my favourite bit, Zach?
No.
But there you go.
There might be other people from that gala on this show.
I think that they would appreciate that Annie's was my favourite.
But just be prepared for that. Just be prepared.
I'm ready to fight. I'll fight
it. I'm going to throw you under the bus. I want you to know that. When if we ever get, trying to think of someone else that was on that night, if we ever get Dave O'Neill on, I'm going to go, Dave O'Neill, at least Mish's second favourite, if not lower, on the ranking.
I think he'd be okay with that. He sent me a lovely message as well. And then Brett Blake sent me a message saying his girlfriend thought I was the best.
Oh, yeah. That's great. No, you did a fantastic job. You really
was the
killed
best.
It. Because you didn't do a show at the Comedy Festival.
No, I didn't. I felt like I found a hack and I didn't have to pay any fees and I got a lot of exposure. This is like the best year for it. I'm like, damn. And all I had to do was not pay money.
What? So good.
Because we didn't do one either. We were hosting and we didn't do a show either. And that's our fourth time doing a gala, and they're usually really tense. For me, at least, I get really nervous. And it was just so lovely to not just to be like, oh, the trick is just don't have a show.
Yeah.
You've got nothing to promote and you have nothing else to prepare for. You just focus on that. You get up there. Yeah. It's like, it's lovely. It's a treat.
I heard you did a Secret Underground show, though.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
There was a bit of buzz at the bar.
I have no idea what you could possibly be referring to.
Even under a pseudonym, apparently.
Yeah. I have to say, for all the things that you do, Addie, and it's quite a bit, my favourite thing that you have ever done ever is cook eggs and tomato with your mum.
Oh, thanks.
If you could, everyone listening, we have about 4 listeners, humble brag. Yeah. If one of our 4 listeners wants to jump onto Annie's Instagram, it's on there.
Mm.
You cook eggs and tomatoes with your mum, and it is the most wholesome, beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we filmed that.
It's just like very sweet.
What was it for?
It's called Gourmet Lazy. It's an ABC TV series on socials.
Oh, nice.
And we were cooking with a parent, so it was a lot of performers and comedians, and doing a very simple dish that their parents would cook when they were feeling lazy.
Oh.
And yeah, so we had tomato and egg, a traditional Chinese dish, and people are still messaging me photos of them cooking it at home, saying this is now added to the rotation of my quick and easy meals because, it's nutritious. There's a lot of symbolism behind it that you can read up on. But yeah, just having my mum there doing a thing that she never, ever wants to do. She's always like, no, don't drag me into your bullshit. And then when she's there, she loves it.
That's so funny.
Well, I think that because it's like if let's just say hypothetically.
Okay.
Australian Story wants to do my story.
What a shit episode.
But let's just say hypothetically, Australian. Hey, one could dream.
Yeah.
My mum.
Your memoir in a few years.
Yeah, true. Mm. My mum wouldn't do it.
Wouldn't do it?
No, wait. She's way too shy. Like, she just wouldn't.
You say that, though, but, like, put a camera on her and you say, like, this, my life's riding on this. My career is make or break right now.
No, still, though, I don't think she would. And I wouldn't want my sister to do it because my sister, like, can be – when I say my sister's a nasty pasty, I love my sister, but she would 100% be like, I don't understand why you guys are doing this on my sister. I just don't get it. So I think I'd have to be relying on people like Zach to be
do it. I would love to do it. I remember the first day I met Mish. I thought this is someone more than anything I want to hang out with. I didn't know then that we'd be making a podcast together.
Oh, this is so great. And then it cuts to Annie. Annie, what do you say?
I would say my favourite moment with Mish was being on a pirate ship and she had her tits out.
That sounds like a lie, but that's actually how Annie and I met.
You guys did an educational video recently.
Yeah.
Right, literally, we recorded on the first week of the first lockdown.
Yeah.
I remember.
Everything had shut down and we were like, this is probably illegal.
Yeah, and no one, like, everyone, like, the buzz of COVID was you know, in the air. But no one really knew what it was about. Everyone was really scared. But we were in the middle of the ocean.
The bay.
We were in the middle of the Docklands. On a ship, dressed up as pirates. It was these, educational videos about consent and pornography and stuff like that. And that's how I met Annie.
Do you know, it's really funny because I have a few friends that have done that particular, it's a particular company that does.
Can we say?
ClickView. Do you have to say?
Nah, ClickView, why not? Let's promote them. I mean, I'd love them to hire me again.
Free online for people, and this consent business has been trending again. And if people want more
good stuff,
they should go watch that.
And they're really, really good.
That's very true. I think it's very funny because I have a lot of friends that have done stuff. I know someone that's directed for them. I know a lot of people that have done stuff in that educational sphere.
Mm.
So when that whole thing blew up. If you're not from Australia, the government did an educational video that was really poorly done, like, compared to what you guys did, just like didn't go where it needed to go. I felt so sorry for the actors. I was like, oh, they're for the grace of God, oh, go yeah. I. Like, you know.
Like, I'm going to make it. The government's hiring me for a video and it's so progressive. It's about consent.
Oh. Yeah, but also, like, when reading that script.
Oh, but I've read, like, when you're a young actor, hopefully this comes out in the edit. But you never imagine, you go, worst case scenario, it's no good. You never imagine there's going to be, like, articles about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny.
They would have had, like, the Daily Mail contacting them and stuff to do, like...
Or maybe, I don't know. I just was like, oh, I hope that never happens to anyone. But not with ClickView. ClickView's a quality company.
Yeah, you'd want the other stuff scrubbed from your showreel for sure. Yeah. Like, oh, it didn't even look like it was made today. Like,
no. What? It looked like a strange year 10 media project for a really exclusive private school. So there's money in it. But it looked like an exclusive private school year 10 media project.
That's so funny.
Great descriptor.
Yeah, I reckon. So before we launch into talking about the movie,
okay.
I think it's important to note that I did ask Annie if she'd like to be on this podcast earlier this week.
Yeah.
And all I said was, hey, do you want to come on our podcast? It does involve you watching a movie. She was like, yeah, no, absolutely. I can do that for you. I'm like, cool. This is the movie that we have lined up. You happy? Like, absolutely. Yeah, no problems. You can access it on Stan. Great. Thanks, mm-hmm. Mish. See ya. I forgot to explain.
Can I say, I don't want to go too hard on you because I think you've got to, but I'm noticing a pattern of guests that you ask on.
I get nervous.
You want to take over production duties?
No, I hate it. So I'm happy for Mish to do it. I feel like though, just we've now had a couple of guests be like, so who's this?
I get too nervous to tell them the intricacies of the podcast. Because I'm scared they'll say no.
You got to give people a no. You got to give people an opportunity to say no.
So basically, Annie was like, yeah, cool, I'm going to watch this movie. I'm assuming Annie thought, okay, cool, so we're just going to review a movie. Oh, it must be about... She just said to me before, she's like, oh, is this about John Leguizamo, the actor? And I said, yes. She goes, oh...
Do you want to?
I thought it was about the director and the. I googled the director.
That's so funny.
Who is Sam Wiseman?
Yeah.
And I went and looked at other movies he'd done. I'm like, there's only like six. I'm like, oh, this podcast series must not go for very long. I was like, I'm gonna run out of content pretty quick.
Chomping at the bit to. It's so funny that you say that because in the introduction I wrote, I go, I might just do the intro really quickly because it's very loosey-goosey. What's the worst that could happen is a 2001 American comedy film from the director of D2, The Mighty Ducks, and Dickie Roberts, former child star. It tells the story of a robber played by Martin Lawrence who tried to steal from a crooked billionaire played by Danny DeVito, but then Danny DeVito stole Martin Lawrence's ring. John Leguizamo plays Martin Lawrence's second-in-command robber.
Yeah, good.
That's it. It's very simple, but I just wanted to say my big thing of note was that the director had done just a really, for you to think.
I know. I was like, well, they're going to, I guess the Mighty Ducks app will go off, but what about the rest?
I'm sure you're probably just like, thank God Zach has something else. Like, thank God Zach's other project is far more successful because if he was as dumb as Mish to think that Sam Weissman could launch his career.
This is our new trick because John Leguizamo is not as famous as he should be in Australia. So I think our new trick is we say, we tell you that it's a Sam Weissman podcast. So then when we go, oh, no, it's actually John Leguizamo, you go, oh, well, that's a very accessible concept for an Australian podcast.
Really lower the standards.
Oh, that's so funny.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The movie's title is so... boring. I could not remember it for my life. Yeah. I like hadn't saved it on the internet, so I was like, shit, what was I watching again? Like, something bad happens.
I keep a notes in my phone as I'm watching the movie, and I often don't take very many. This is an example of a film where I didn't take many, but I had called it What Are You Doing to Me? Yeah. I forgot the title of the film. So the title of my notes relating to this film is What Are You Doing to Me?
What Are You Doing to Me? Which is a question I was constantly asking Sam Weissman. Yeah. What are you doing to me, Sam?
So now that we are talking about the movie, I want to say my opinion of this film straight up. The actual storyline, I don't know how, when someone came up with the concept of this film, they thought it was a good storyline.
Well, it's based on a book.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I noticed when I was watching it. I was watching the opening titles. I tend to watch opening titles a lot more because of this thing, because I'm like, who else is in it? What else? What other? And I noticed that it was based on a book, and I was like, that's odd. I'm about to watch a Martin Lawrence, Danny DeVito comedy. Like, what was the book? Like, what was how? Those are not actors that are, like, doing. Mm. And, yeah, so it's based on a book.
I just felt like this movie was the same scene over and over and over again. Essentially, like Zach said in his blurb, Martin Lawrence wants to get his ring back because Danny DeVito stole it from him, even though Martin Lawrence was trying to rob him.
Yeah.
And then
that's a clever little moment when Danny DeVito's like, because he gets caught and he's like, oh, and he tried to steal my ring.
Yes.
I'm like, that's clever. And then it's like, oh, no, that's the plot.
That's the plot. And then what ends up happening is Martin Lawrence tries to get revenge on Danny DeVito to get his ring back by robbing his other house.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later robs another one of his houses. And then 10 minutes later robs another one of his houses.
There's a lot of robbing.
It was just a lot of Martin Lawrence robbing and Danny DeVito hitting on women.
Yeah. Oh, it's not aged well. And I Googled it. It's from 2001. That wasn't even that long ago. Yeah.
You would be shocked. 2015, I think, is still like, oh, how are we going to talk about this one?
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, when I saw Martin Lawrence as the lead, I was like, this will be good. I mean, he's the same character in every movie, basically. And yeah. I love a heist movie, but this is the worst one I've ever seen.
Here's my question to you both. Has there ever been a good comedy crime film? Because it's a thing that I've seen try to happen. Like, I've seen people push crime comedy, but I can't think of if there ever has really been.
The Pink Panther?
I think when they're spoofing the genre in general, it might be funnier, but when they're just creating something.
Like Leslie Nielsen films or something.
Yeah, or even what are all the ones with like Ben Stiller in it? And what was he? Like Starsky and Hutch and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you know? Parody films.
Yeah, parody films.
But that idea of like it's a comedy film and it's a crime sort of heisty film.
Yeah.
Like it's not a heist film that's fun. It's like a that because that's a thing that particularly in the 2000s, like Get Shorty. Mm. No, like there was a thing that like Hollywood was really having a crack at.
Whereas if you have Ocean's 11, parts of it is very funny, but because you're not expecting it, it's good.
Yeah.
But
the
rest of the time it's pretty serious.
Yeah, that will, yeah. And when you cast Martin Lawrence and Danny DeVito, like you said, Martin Lawrence plays the same, so does Danny.
Yeah.
It's kind of like you know what you're going to get. Although I will say, I think that I quite like Danny DeVito. I think he's very funny and I think he's quite talented.
I love Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And Martin Lawrence I think the thing is, it's like, it felt like a really, like a lot of actors that can go crazy in a movie that wasn't letting them go crazy. Do you know what I mean? Like, there was a lot of actors, like, you'd see moments where, like, I want to see the outtakes, because I reckon the outtakes of this film would be hilarious.
Really, really funny,
But not the scenes, you know? Like,
The thing I would like, and I've touched on this in other movies before, but this movie does it worse than any movie I've ever seen. And that is the concept of... You all right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, cool.
I thought there was a technical problem. I'm not going to cut this.
Oh. So. Zach just randomly started going.
No, he was just really vibing what you were saying.
Yeah, honey. Hunty.
Get it. Queen. Where writers who don't know how to write for women create really vapid female characters And the point of the female character is to lift up the male character.
Mm.
And this movie does it worse than I reckon any movie I've ever seen. So the it opens with Martin Lawrence meeting a woman at an auction. She's selling her father's painting and she's really sad about it. He sees her. She's hot. That's all. She's fucking hot.
Mm.
So he takes her out for a coffee.
Mm.
At the coffee, which is also a scene that goes for maybe 90 seconds, he charms her. So at this point, let's just say this is real life. They've known each other maybe an hour.
Mm.
Maybe an hour. They end up sleeping together.
Mm.
Great.
Mm.
Love that for both of them. That's fuck. You're both hot. You have good sex. While they're doing pillow talk post-sex, they confirm that they're really into each other, that she loves him.
Yep.
That he tells her, oh, by the way, I'm a criminal. Mm. It's what I do for a living. And he says it with a sense of pride and arrogance. She's like, as long as you don't lie to me. Okay, cool. And now all of a sudden they are in love in a committed relationship.
Mm.
She is on board with, even though that she's like, the reason he likes her so much is because she's so smart and different and humble and her bedroom looks like a cottage, lots of lace and pretty frilly things because that's how women like to live. And like, it's just the most ridiculous like trajectory of a relationship. It's like, I think if I wrote this movie, I would not have started it with them meeting because the whole purpose is he wants to get the ring back because he loves this woman so much and she means so much to him and she gave him the ring, whatever. But it was just so – come on, help me here.
No, I think I know what you mean. Like when I was watching it, I was like, oh, I was like, this is tonally a little interesting because I'm like – it feels kind of like it's got like a jazzy kind of crime score. Martin Lawrence is going like kind of Big Mama's House level, like big, like he does a blinking bit where he's like, boo, it's like really that. And like, but then this is kind of like a witty repartee kind of Annie Hall style romancing. I'm like, I wonder which of these genres are going to win out. And it turns out none of them. It's a different film again.
It's never even explained what the significance of the ring is. I thought she was going to have a backstory about something deep and meaningful about her dad and everything.
I thought Danny DeVito was going to end up being her dad.
Ah.
Like when he said, that's my ring, I was like, oh my God, it's her father,
yes.
Which would have been a more interesting movie.
Mm.
What I'm trying to say is that I could have written this film better. If someone gave me the skeleton, I could have made this film fucking pop.
Go on then.
What?
Go on then.
I've already given multiple examples. I wouldn't have started.
No, I'm not telling you, like, what would you do? I'm saying.
Go write a bit.
I mean, there is that scene where the ring, like, flies off and you don't really see where it goes.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, what happened?
Yeah, somebody picks it up.
I got a question. Is it like a computer generated ring?
It's really bad.
It's also the ugliest ring.
It's like got LED lights on it.
It's like the first day of filming. They had everything, makeup was done, hair was done, all the lighting had been done, in place. And they're like, okay, so the ring? Fuck. I don't have a fucking ring. It's like, what do you mean you don't have a ring? We have everything here. We've paid for John Leguizamo. Like, what do you mean? It's like, we just need a ring. Fuck. And then they've just gone to the $2 shop across the road next to the Starbucks and purchased the rings that sit at the front counter.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like it's one of those keychain lights, you know, for when you can't get your keys like in the dark and you like press it and like a light shines out.
Yeah.
You're like, oh yeah, now I can get in my house.
It's a raving laser.
Also, like it doesn't quite fit on any of their fingers.
I'm sorry, my pinky rings are just gross. Like, where's a pinky ring? No.
Oh man, it's such a it's one of those things, like, you know how we've talked about it a bit in the past, but I think, like, the thing I think you realise is that the only person on set who knows what the final film is going to look like is probably the director. And when you're an actor, I think you're just sort of, like, throwing out offers. And I reckon this film had a lot of, like, actors throwing out offers, being like, is that all right? And the director's like, yeah.
I don't see why not.
And they're like, is it that kind of movie? And he's like, yeah.
And also the opening credits was like some weird pop art 80s. Like,
yeah.
And it was, which made no sense to the rest of the film.
It's literally like, I think, I think Martin Lawrence is like, he did some, like, he was like, am I going too big? And I think Leguizamo did the same thing at one point. DeVito did. Then definitely the guy who plays the detective. I can't remember his character.
He's from Prison Break.
Yeah, and I reckon he was like, am I going? Is it too much? I haven't seen the other people. Are they doing it like this? And the director was just like, eh.
I'm like, the guy doesn't even speak English. It's like
Sam Wiseman had 5 work experience kids and went, you can make one. The best boss ever. It's like, well, you make one then.
Yeah, you make a ring. Oh, yeah. That's a good ring.
That's a good ring. Make the movie.
Hey, we've made the ring. But we didn't get sent the script. We've made the ring. Who has to wear it? Do you want us to make, like, slightly different ones so even though it looks like the same size on camera, it fits people's fingers? The blinking thing that I'm doing, like, I know everyone's laughing on set. It's really funny. I just worry that it, like, is really naff and doesn't quite work with, the tone of some of the other scenes we're shooting. Should I just pull it back or try, like, just to do one a little bit smaller for...
I mean, now that I know that this is a John Leguizamo podcast, it makes a lot of sense when I was like, that guy's actually really good.
Yeah.
Really good at the accents and, like, even though it's a lot, it's really not PC now.
No. Oh, no, it's, well, it's well racist, but he does it.
Well, yeah, it does it good.
Yeah.
It does the racism good.
Five star racism.
God. Genuinely though, like, he does racism.
they're wearing towels on their head.
Oh my god!
Kind of tablecloth, pretending to be princes from Dubai or something.
Yeah, when Zach and I first started this podcast, we came across a couple of, like, there was a, I think episode 4 or 5. It was with Sammy P. We watched Arabian Nights.
Oh, yeah.
And it was really confronting. It was like, how? And it was 2001 as well, actually. So there was a lot of racism for John that year. But we watched it. We're like, oh, fuck, how? And as time has progressed, it's kind of like, well, we have to put it in the time in which it was made to a certain degree.
Or at the very least, just like, if we call out every, like, thing in every movie, it just that's what the podcast becomes. Mm. But then occasionally... a moment will come along where you go, if you don't at least mention that, like, yes, we know that bit is racist. Yeah.
Just on the off chance
to the
that
listener,
someone...
yes, we're not approving of that scene.
Just on the off chance that one of our listeners goes, wow, I really want to watch that movie because of that weird LED lighting ring.
Yeah.
And then they see that scene, they go, why didn't Mission Zach...
Got to cover all your bases.
Yeah, talk about how fucked that scene was where they pretended to be Arabic.
Like,
don't approve.
John is, like, I think an 1/8 Lebanese, I think it's okay. Yeah.
I watched it with subtitles on, love watching movies with subs, and it actually said speaking gibberish.
Oh, my
when
God.
Martin Lawrence is talking.
It's a funny thought to be like, that was ever, like, funny in a film, you know, like, it's just there's things in it where you're like, oh my goodness,
yeah, pretty full on.
But then he does a Swedish kind of European accent, and that's fun. I think we can still
German?
Laugh at the German stuff.
Yeah,
that was fun. Let's talk about the German
wearing
accent.
A monocle. That was fun.
That was funny. That one was really funny.
Should I put this monocle on?
Sorry, Sam. Loving it. I don't know where he would have gotten the monocle from. Like, I just got this from the costume department. I'm happy to wear it. I think it's really funny. But do you think it's a bit odd? Should we, like, have a shot of him stealing a monocle from someone? I don't know.
Like, it came from the $2 shop along with the ring. I don't know. It was a 2-for-1 deal.
I did D2. We know you did D2, Mighty Ducks. But we're on What's the Worst That Could Happen now. And I need to know... if when I do my silly German accent, I should wear this monocle. I don't know.
He also directed George of the Jungle.
He did.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Have
a great,
you done
that's a classic.
Any of that?
No.
George of the Jungle. Is well, he, John Leguizamo's not in that.
I still don't get the podcast. I don't get it.
So, okay.
Anish, I'm setting a rule now. I'm setting a rule. You've done really well. You asked most of our guests, and I really appreciate it, but you have to tell them that the podcast is about John Leguizamo.
I feel so bad.
You have to tell them.
Well, we came in, and we sat down, and Zach went to the bathroom, and Annie was just like, okay, cool. So, are we just talking about the director in this? Like, what's going on? I was like, oh, no. And then I tried to explain it to her really quickly before you got in here so that you wouldn't find out.
Because you're not the first guest that's been like, so who's it about? Yeah, and I've been like, I've not wanted to confront Mish about it, but I just want to be like, what are you saying to her?
I'm just, it's pretty much just, hey, want to come on a podcast with Auntie Donna? Yeah.
Hey, I know Auntie Donna. You want to come up here?
I send a screenshot.
It's pretty much the Auntie Donna podcast.
Yes. I send the official TM Proprietary Limited Auntie Donna podcast. You want to come?
I send a screenshot of me from the Foursquare sketch I did. I'm just like, I did this. It's kind of like
hey,
that.
I'm Mish. I'm pretty much in Auntie Donna. I'm like the Iron Chef Italian of Auntie Donna, and I want you to do the Auntie Donna podcast.
But before you do it, could you just watch this movie by Sam Weisman?
No, I do. I think I know what you're saying. It's about you don't want to be like too much. Like, I get it. I get that you're like, oh, it's okay if you're not available and you're focusing more on that.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, if you'd love to, you do have to watch a movie. We'd love it if you could be a part of the podcast. But you also just need to go, it's about John Leguizamo. Yeah.
I think you did mention the name, but I didn't click. Maybe in brackets, some of the movies is Sid from Ice Age. And then I was like, there'll be something that people connect with.
Just like a copy paste, like, hi, hello.
Hello, friend.
Hello,
comedy.
Friend.
Hello, friend.
Do you like Auntie Donna?
Me and a friend of mine are doing a very silly podcast. Hardly anyone listens. It's about John Leguizamo, but it's a lot of fun, and we'd love for you to be involved. Basically, we're watching every movie starring this actor that we love. You do have to watch some films. Something like that.
But then people will say no.
You've got to let them say no to the podcast. Yeah, but,
I know, but it's like, it's.
Have you had any people decline?
Oh, no, you know this, you're a comedian. Mm. You never decline a podcast.
Yeah.
You never say no to doing a podcast. You just are getting around to it for 5 years.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We got to line that podcast up.
Yes. Also, we had a lot. We asked a lot of our friends to do our last podcast, which was Recaps, the MasterChef podcast. That was far worse because we were asking people to watch 3 to 4 hours of season 1 of MasterChef Australia. So now when we ask people, we're like, well, it's not that commitment. They're like, well, as long as it's not that, I'm in, you know?
But we don't ask a lot of people. We're very, like, selective. Partly because we just like, you know, we want to keep it to cool people and also because we feel so bad. It takes a month of like building up the confidence to ask someone.
When I had to message you about it, I was like, I feel awful because I don't want you to feel the pressure to say yes because like Zach said, you never say no. And it's like, it's not like I'm like, oh, hey, Annie, would you like to watch Moulin Rouge? Because you're like, fuck, that movie's fucking sick. I'm like, would you like to watch What the Fuck Are You Doing? What's this movie called?
Yeah. Something fucking bad in the happened.
Oh, something bad's
happened. Danny D stole my ring.
Danny D stole my ring. Yeah. So it's like, and just looking at the cover, it's like, oh, well, this movie's going to suck. And I was like, poor Annie. But then, like, so that's why I don't want to overwhelm you with other information. Like, by the way, this is about an actor that you probably haven't heard of. Blah, blah, blah. There's method to it.
I reckon the trick is you open with it. You say, hey,
Have you ever heard of John Leguizamo? Lol.
Yeah, you know, you just go, hey, me and my friend Zach are doing a podcast about John Leguizamo. It's a lot of fun. It's a bit of a side project.
I'm here for the workshopping session now of your admin. Like, is this thing even on? I'm just here. Like, hey, Annie's actually pretty good at writing shit and, like, she produces stuff. Should we get her in? And, like, unpaid labor? Yeah.
This has all been ever since Christian was sore. Ever since Christian Howell. Like, realize mid-podcast, I've been building up to this. I've been waiting for this moment.
I just like the idea that we've decided to hire Annie Louie as HR.
Yes. HR, PR, everything.
You know, there's no HR in podcasts. You just got to get guests on to do it for you.
Yes.
Well, now that you know it's about John Leguizamo, what is your relationship like with John Leguizamo?
Do you know John Leguizamo?
Personally, but would love to now.
Yeah,
I realised. Hey. Yeah, and I got very excited. You said he's either listened to a pod or has got friends that listen.
No, neither of those things. Oh. he has on multiple occasions reposted our posts about the podcast and he goes, Leguizamarama, in Comic Sans with an exclamation point.
That's it.
So he does, he answered a thing once.
We said, how many movies have you done with Rosie Perez? And he responded with 3.
Oh.
And Zach and I wet
lost
ourselves.
Our minds.
Yes. That's still good.
We love John Leguizamo. What we were saying was there's a chance, a very minimal chance that he might listen. Mm. So don't be like he's crap.
Yeah.
Because we if you are listening, John.
Hi, John.
We do this podcast because you're really good.
You're our favorite.
And if we're ever mean about a movie, we're mad not at you, John.
Yeah. But at Sam Weisman.
We're mad at that Sam Weisman.
Yeah. And let's be honest, John, I think a bit of you's probably a bit mad at Sam Weisman too.
Yeah. Like, unless you're friends with Sam Weisman.
No.
But maybe he is. And if you're friends with Sam, he's let you down, John.
Bro.
Bro. Nah, he did great. John was great in this.
Always. John's always good. It's just like, I don't know. Like, at first I was always really nervous to say I didn't like a movie that John done. Because I love John.
Mm. We love John.
No, this movie to me was just a bit schmed. Big Danny DeVito fan. If anything, this just reminded me how much I like Danny DeVito.
But also, Danny DeVito was like I said, more than anything, it was just so many actors that I was like, let them out of the cage.
Yeah.
Like, I think of Danny DeVito in
Twins.
No, I was thinking that too.
Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
He's so good in it because they let him run free. And this movie, it's really funny. It's like he makes these like sounds and they're like in lieu of dialogue. There's scenes where it'll be like someone will go, so what are you doing? And then it'll be a shot of him and he'll go, and I'm like, that's just him trying to get out of the cage.
Danny's trapped. Free Danny.
Free Danny.
Hashtag free Danny.
Hashtag free Danny. Free Johnny. Free Martin.
When I think of Danny DeVito, the first thing that comes into my head is Penguin from Batman.
Yeah. Ah, okay. I'm not a Batman fan.
Me neither, except that one.
He played Penguin. Mm-hmm. That's a great one. I don't know if I've. I don't know when this is coming out, but I'm presenting a screening of Batman and Robin in either last week or next week. I don't know when this is coming out, but I believe that the best Batman movie is always the second one the director does because they do the first one where they're like, "All right, we'll do your Batman movie," and then the second one they're like, yeah, now I get to do my movie. And Batman Forever. That's Batman
Returns.
Mm. Is Tim Burton just being like, yes.
Gain the trust.
It's such a Tim Burton-y movie. Like, Penguin is like fucking mental.
Yeah.
It's a mental movie.
It is insane. I'm not a big Batman person, but I did like, I'm a Michael Keaton fan. Those are the Batmans that I like.
Yes.
Got to watch Batman and Robin.
I have. I think it's entertaining.
I think it's, I believe that it's a camp, I believe that it's a camp classic.
100%.
I believe it needs to be reappraised. I think it's a fantastic movie.
You're not a Batman fan?
I just don't have time to watch that many classics of anything, really.
Yeah, and Zach and me, same.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm glad I was given the task to watch something because, like, without having a task, you know, like, I rarely get the chance to actually sit down and, chill out.
How awful that this was the thing you chilled out to.
Yeah, this is my once-a-year opportunity, and I wasted it on something bad happened.
What are you doing, Danny? Give me something bad happened.
Something bad happening.
Something bad happening. My ring.
That's the tagline. Where my ring?
Where my ring?
I can see it on the poster already when it was in the cinema.
Oh, so funny. So funny.
We also like to give this movie, like, as now you're just learning about what Leguizamo
is. Are you giving a Leguizamo?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, sick.
Are you not ready?
No, let's give it a Leguizamo.
Oh, yeah, fucking hell. So we give it a rating of 5. Like, out of 5 Leguizamos. Now, that's not how many stars would you give this film, because this film, for me, if it was a star rating, 1.5 stars.
Wow.
Savage.
Yeah.
What if Weissman's listening? What if Weissman sometimes Googles his own films? Mm. Just once a month he sits down and chucks in.
He does. I'm sure that he does.
Weissman, this is your fault. No, it's all right.
Yeah. No, you should be very proud of yourself. You've directed more Hollywood films than me.
Weissman.
Yeah, I've seen Summer Catch.
And George of the Jungle's great. Mm. Love George of the Jungle.
You're trying to backtrack now.
Well, it's really funny. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had, oh, my God.
What?
I've just forgotten his name. I need to go to bed.
Who?
Dave Warnocky.
Dave
Warnocky's name. Like, that was a real, like, Nana moment. Yeah. Like, you know when you know someone and it was like, oh.
Yeah.
And I was just going to call him Daniel. Anyway, we had Dave Warnocky on, and their Patreon podcast, Do Go On's Patreon podcast, they're watching every Brendan Fraser movie in a row. And they're probably just about to hit
George of the Jungle.
George of the Jungle. So that's a Weissman.
It's going to be a crossover.
The Weissman crossover.
So, okay, I reckon Sam Weissman would be excited about that. Wherever he is in the world, if you're like, do you know there's two podcasts right now in Australia with Australian comedians? And they're about to talk about your films, and there's like a nice little.
You know that moment in the animated Hercules movie where the planets align and the Titans get out of their cage?
Yes.
I think it's this. When if there's a third podcast in the next 3 months that talks about a Sam Weissman film.
Yeah, set your Google alerts.
Then
on
Weissman will be Sam unleashed.
Mm-hmm.
Like a giant Weissman, like destroying the city.
You've just made me want to express something.
Mm-hmm.
Hercules is my favourite Disney film.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a fact.
Do you want to hear my fun little thing? I think I've said this on the
show. Are you going to tell me what your favourite Disney film is?
No.
I'm interested to know.
Lion King. But
what's yours, Annie?
Oh, for the representation, maybe Mulan, but it's not that good, is it?
No, Mulan's great. No, Mulan's great.
Yeah, it is.
Mulan.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, but
love
you know,
Mulan.
It's evolving. They had the Mulan, like a new one, come out.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
But apparently, it's.
Yeah. I mean, the songs are freaking catchy.
The Mulan songs are very good.
They're banging.
Do you know that? Who is that girl? That's a very much a driving in my car, no one can hear me belting, thinking I'm very good song.
Yeah.
If I was ever, what I was going to say though, even though Lion King's my favourite, if I was a director right now during this, Disney Renaissance moment, and they said to me, what live action, which of our cartoons would you like to adapt into a live action film? 100% my number one would be Hercules.
Why?
I think you could make like a really cool, like a funny thing happened on the way to the forum style. Give it a real 60s aesthetic all on sets. Like kind of give it a real kind of Baz Luhrmann-y feel. Ooh. Like kind of like just really fun camp. I think you could do something really interesting. Make all the monsters look a bit like stop motion.
You're giving your ideas away. I did a
Twitter thread once. Oh, okay. And I was like, it was on Auntie Donna where I was like, this is really off brand, but I'm going to now cast the live action.
Who do you want as Hercules?
We've talked about this on one of our podcasts before. Mm. Hercules. So here's the best part. So I would have Zendaya as Meg, and I would do a Destiny's Child reunion.
Oh, good.
But for Hercules, you'd think you'd go the big hunk of spunk avenue, right? So you'd be going. But I would go the opposite direction. I would go for someone like a Troy Sivan.
I thought you meant like a big fatty or
love
something.
Love Troy Sivan.
No. We'd go like a Troy Sivan, like. Go, like, that avenue and then, and then shoot it in two parts, kind of.
Does he get jacked or something?
And then go get jacked. Like, go, like,
go, Troy.
Got
go, Troy. Go, Troy. Go get jacked.
Troy, go get just jacked. Go, don't tell me, but, like. Don't tell me about the steroid, but...
Yeah. I think steroids.
Take the steroids, Troy.
I'm all on board for the Zendaya thing. I'm all on board for Destiny's Child, and my God, I'd love to see Troy Sivan. But I'd go all in and just put Idris Elba as Hercules. I'm on a real Idris Elba train at the moment.
But I fully agree. I love Idris Elba. But I think the idea that, like, that Hercules start, that you go with someone that where you recognise the first...
Hercules, you recognize the skinny little lanky boy, and then when he becomes buff, that's
kind of like Superman, right? You need the transformation from dorky to swole.
And everyone would go swole first and then play it down, but I think it'd be cool. Mm-hmm. Plus, if he goes and gets buff, that's going to be all the tabloids will be talking, and that's great promo for your film. That's like millions of dollars worth of promo for your film because they're like, really, why is Troy Sivan so buff?
Bringing it back to, oh my God, where's my ring?
No.
Would you cast? Would Phil be Danny DeVito still?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes, he would. Danny DeVito would be like, bring back Danny DeVito. And then like, I should find the Twitter thread.
Yeah.
Because Alexei Tomalov got on it and he was like really like in it.
Yeah, that's great.
And it was just like, it's like I've cast the whole film in my mind. I've done a full fan cast.
It's like you play that movie every night in your mind.
I think there was talk of like Imelda Staunton like going like all the cool like cool sort of British dames for the witches, having that really fun. I can't remember who we let. Oh, a fan. Someone else said Bob Odenkirk for Hades, which I thought that's was good. Awesome.
That's good. Can I be in it? This is really
we've
nice.
We've had this conversation where you asked if you could be in
I want to be Meg.
We've had this, yes, and I said no. That's where we came up with Zendaya. It was on an earlier podcast.
Now we're just repeating content. We've got to get off this.
Yeah, no, because Mish wanted to be in it, and then I had to break it to her. Mish was like,
I just want work.
And then I had to break it to her that if my fantasy football production of a live-action Hercules...
doesn't include me.
Unfortunately, I'm so sorry, Mish. I've already cast Zendaya.
I'm sorry. If I was casting a live-action Hercules and you knew that and I was casting all these people, wouldn't there be a part of you like, oh, I hope she...
What about an understudy? Yeah. Give her something.
No, I think we've definitely talked about this on
the
podcast.
We have. I remember now because I'm feeling the rage. I'm
sorry. Like, Zendaya's having a moment right now. I think she's a really powerful performer. She's a singer as well.
Yeah, she's beautiful. Whatever.
I think we talked about you playing the... you know, like you gender swap the character with that runs the pottery store,
yeah.
And you're like, Hercules!
I could do that. All right.
Can you give us a line?
Hercules!
Damn, it's good. It's good.
She's good.
Damn it, she's
you're
good.
She's really good.
Oh, now I want a role. Can I be in the ensemble or something?
Do you want to be Meg?
Thank you.
I'll call up Zendaya.
Sorry, Zen. This chick was on the All-Stars. Got to give it to her.
I cannot believe this is the worst moment of this podcast that we have now fan-casted Hercules twice.
Join us again at episode 60 where we do it for a third time.
Well, let's fan-cast another thing. Let's do Tarzan next time.
All right. Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah. Can I be in that? I'll be the gorilla that raised him.
No, you'll be Tarzan. Be the gorilla.
I wish they'd CGI you like into gorilla form.
Oh,
like
that'd be good.
That would be great.
Yeah,
just like you and Andy Serkis.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, he plays everyone. Andy Serkis, all the digital characters.
Hey, Zach, how many Leguistamos do you give? Give Wait, me my ring back,
did you
Danny
finish,
DeVito.
Explaining how the system works because it's not a review.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't. It's not a review. So it's not how many stars it is, because if I was giving this stars, it'd be 1.5.
It's how Leguizamo-y it is.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, like most movies that don't star John Leguizamo get a very low Leguizamo score, even the best.
Now, John was in this movie from start to finish. He's very good. He is very, very good. However, much like other movies where he plays the sidekick, because he's very famously a sidekick, very little character arc for him. He's witty quips. It's why he's there, to put in little witty quips and to kind of help the storyline along a little bit. It is essentially the Lincoln Lawyer all over again.
It's the one time in the history of cinema discourse where what are you doing with the ring, Danny D? And Lincoln Lawyer are being compared.
100%. Yeah. So I'm going to give this a solid 3 Leguistamos. Because he's in it, but unfortunately, despite how good he is, not memorable, and he's just a kind of like weird little platform, a little footstool for Martin Lawrence.
Yeah, I'm going to give it, do you know what? I'm going to give it 3 as well.
I think there was maybe like a space where it was 2.5, but I thought he did such good work in the laser scene where they're trying to rob the mansion and then the lasers go off in typical 90s fashion. The 90s loved a laser that would trip the alarm.
Yeah. Lasers and mansions.
They loved lasers.
Yeah.
We did Executive Decision a few weeks ago and there's a tiny laser that will trip the alarm. Yeah. That'll trip the bomb. Now we got to see big laser in mansion.
Yeah, laser grid. But I think that's not a thing anymore. Like, was it ever it's just to see it on screen because, like, motion sensors, you can't see it. Boring.
And without it, you couldn't have done that super sexy scene from that Sean Connery, Catherine Zeta-Jones film, Entrapment.
I remember that's a movie. Isn't she – they get together in that movie, don't they? And I remember thinking, oh, that's not very believable. And then like a year
now
later, she goes.
Yes.
No, she's with Michael Douglas now, which is essentially the American Sean Connery.
That's true.
She's like, oh no, she would. Oh, okay, no, yeah, yeah. Wow, okay, very good casting.
How many Leguistamos do you give?
You're gonna say I copied, but 3 is a very good accurate representation of that. Yeah, with what little he had been given, he did a good job of it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And if we were giving Starm Wisemans. It would be a solid 5 star. Starm Wisemans.
No, but then if we all gave it 5 Starm Wisemans. Wisemanopolis. Welcome to the Wisemanopolis.
Fuck.
It'd be a 5 for sure.
Yeah, because he directed it.
Yeah, and I don't. Like, it's got him all over it. Is that the factor? I don't give a shit. Yeah, factor.
pure Sam Wiseman.
Sam Wiseman. Sam, I'm worried. So when I throw the ring, right, I'm worried that we're not actually getting a pickup shot of the ring flying through the air. So I throw the ring in a romantic gesture right at the end. I'm just worried we're not getting a pickup shot.
Sam, I'm just popping in. I'm one of the editors. You want a slow fade out as the ring is being tossed and rolling through the air, which suggests, something else is coming up, like this means something.
Mm.
And yet then you never bring up the ring again.
Yeah.
And this movie is not suitable for a sequel.
Hi, I'm one of the animators. I know there's been no animation so far, but I would really love to have a go at animating a ring flying through the air.
Ah, great. You guys can work out animations yourselves. Oh, I'm Sam Wiseman.
Yes.
Oh, we love you, Sam.
That's when they fist pump the air.
Sam Wiseman was just standing there when the animator, the editor, and the assistant director all came together, and they just worked it out. They were like, "We'll animate the ring.
Everything's gonna be fine."
Oh,
Annie,
so
thank
funny.
You so much for watching this movie.
That's the sacrament. Not for coming in. That's the fun part.
Yeah. We've loved having a chat with you, but I'm really sorry about that.
It's okay. I really enjoyed it. I lost an hour and a half of my life to it, but I don't regret it because it gave. Look at how much content we got out of it.
That's
absolutely. And it's never a wasted 2 hours if that 2 hours is spent in the loving embrace of sexy Luigi.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I say.
Yeah, and it was pure sexy Luigi.
Yeah.
Annie, if people want to find you, where can they find you?
Yeah, I've got a website, annielouie.com.
Love that for you.
Yes, Louey, and Instagram at annielouie.
Awesome. And check out her gala spot, honestly. It's so funny.
It is very funny. I'm really funny in it as well.
Yeah.
But Mish you two threw are hilarious. Me under the bus there.
Sorry about that.
My guts hurt from laughing so much.
We have to read a very quick review.
Oh, you got a review up?
I do. This came through Instagram from Cooper.
Oh, this is an Instagram. You're lucky, Cooper, because usually feedback we will usually read is in the form of a 5-star review.
This one was a question.
Okay.
So Cooper just said, try spelling Leguizamo backwards. Ooh. I'm reading his name right now, so it wouldn't be too difficult. But do you think you could do it fast, Zach?
Oh, not fast. O-M-A-N.
No.
M.
No.
Z?
Yes.
I.
Yes.
E.
No.
W.
No.
Is it a vowel? U. Do you need a vowel?
G.
Yes.
E. L.
Very well done.
That's hard.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good That's job.
Can I try without looking at it?
Yeah.
How will you check that it's correct?
I know.
Okay, I'm going to try without looking at it. O. M.
Yep.
A.
Zach's got his eyes A. closed.
Yep.
Z. Yeah. I. G. E. L.
It's like you're trying to communicate with the dead.
I forgot the U. Fuck! I forgot the U.
And now your turn.
I'm just going to end up spelling Sam Wiseman backwards. I thought it was a whole pod.
M-A-S.
You practiced. You were practicing. You were like, N-A-M. I fucking practiced for the wrong person.
There's a W in there. Ah, fuck.
But thank you so much, Annie. You're a superstar, and we really appreciate you watching that movie.
I'm going to have to listen to some other episodes of this pod because it sounds great.
Nah, it's not. It's literally this. We literally have talked about Hercules more than once. But thank you so much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.